I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm tired.
When last we broke, the Palace Pages had left their Farmer Clarkson's encounter, and they were riding the two horses headed for the inn, attempting to try to make it before dawn, which was their direction. Okay. Back where you were at. So it is dark. The pre-dawn light has not begun to come up yet. And you're following the... Is that from today?
Yes.
Okay. Following the cross trail that Rosie found out about from her cousins that should get you to the little town that has the inn sooner than if you went via the main roads, basically. Okay. All right. So you're riding at a pretty good pace, like a trot. It's not a full open gallop, and it's dark, and the ground is not terribly smooth. So anyway, you have them for vision, both of you, and Rosie for that matter. And so you're seeing what, 20, 30 yards out away from you, clearly on InfraVision. You can peer further into the darkness with normal vision, but then if it's like a heat signal or someone's hiding in shadows, that kind of thing, you definitely wouldn't see them. Okay. So.
But if we see a purple flower, we see it.
It has varied somewhat throughout. Throughout the last half an hour or so, as you've been riding, but right now it happens that Dan is riding in front, and Selena and Rosie are riding in the back.
I'm on the front of the horse, though.
Yes, you're steering the horse. She doesn't have horsemanship, as I recall. So.
I have learned this riding anyway.
And then I can ride because I'm trying to be nice.
I can ride an ostrich. A hippo. A camel. Maybe we have some other hippo.
Those are mean.
Okay. Anyway, it's been about, as I said, it's been about a half an hour. You're open countryside, but there are trees ahead to the right, back to the right. There's a kind of a gap with a ditch on the right now and rolling fields. And then on the left, there's a hill and there's trees going up the hill and down the left-hand side of the hill, which is kind of back toward behind you. You're making pretty good pace.
Wait, something happened.
Something happened. Let's see what it is, shall
we? We see a rabbit. Also cute. I'm an animal friendship bit.
Oh, that bird's huge.
Okay.
It's not a rabbit.
So you break from the little trail and turn left at a 45-degree angle onto a well-graveled road that has a ditch on either side.
Okay.
And ahead, the road is kind of goes like this, and it's rising to a high hill. And then to the right of the road, there's a bunch of forest. Okay, it's not like a real dense forest or old forest. It's probably been well-wooded, meaning they cut down a lot of trees out of it over the years, but it's still completely a forest. And As you're heading up the hill, forest is getting denser on your right-hand side. You see at the top of the hill in front of you, mind you, you're going what you think is... Does anybody have direction signs?
I think I do. I do.
Okay, so you're going south.
South.
Okay. And the hill is, it goes up to the top of the rise, and the moon happens currently to be in the southern sky, so it's ahead of you to the right. And then you see, everyone sees it pretty much at the same time, you see a single rider come from the other side of the hill to the top of the hill, and he's obviously wearing heavy armor, and he's on horseback, and he has a lance. And you can see a banner on the tip of the lance, and it's waving slightly in the wind. The breeze is not a whole lot, maybe 3 to 5 mile an hour, gusting to 5 mile an hour.
Okay.
And everybody sees him pretty much at the same time.
Okay.
Are you doing anything?
Well, I'm just going to ride on.
Okay.
I don't know about them two, but I'm riding on.
No.
I kind of like split my attention to where I'm going and him to make sure he don't do anything. So I kind of split my attention, watching where I'm going and checking on what he's doing.
Yeah, so you're basically just paying attention to him while you ride.
Yes, the heavy cannon.
Okay. So, 100 yards or so, and then he's still sitting at the top of the rise, and then Rosie says to you from behind you, she says, "What do you think he's doing up there?"
I don't know.
Just.
I'm keeping an eye on him to make.
Guarding or. Looking for trouble or something, because it's like the middle of the night.
I have no clue. I'm just keeping an eye on him.
Okay. Anyway, so at about when you're about 100 yards from him, there's a trail that leads into the forest on the right hand side, and Rosie says, calls ahead to you. She says, "Oh, this is it. Take that right."
Okay.
Okay. So you turn into the woods. As you do so, the it's a lot less smooth, and it's kind of narrow, and branches are like brushing beside you as you ride and stuff, and you have to be careful about it. And then you no longer see the night because you're in the woods. It may occur to you that because he was like watching you ride and then you rode into the woods, that might look a little suspicious or whatever, because you guys are going to seem to be like diverting away from him. But then again, he might not think anything of it. So hard to say. Okay. And then now you're poking your way through the woods. It's a little slower going, rougher terrain, narrower spaces, that kind of thing. And then, so still going through the woods, on improvision, you can clearly see the trail, clearly see the animals. I mean, riding through the woods on improvision is a thing that you've done when you were a kid, that kind of thing, when you were younger. And then, all of a sudden, there's a bit of a heat signature that comes from the right onto the trail, and it's low toward the ground. So if you roll for surprise, roll d6.
Do I?
No, because he's in the front. You
can't do.
Okay. So you are surprised and cannot redirect your... Nope. And cannot...
And then you threw...
And cannot redirect your horse in time, and you basically ride over top of it. There are four of them, and there's going to be like four random chances that your horse strikes one.
Oh. Let's see. stayed destroyed.
Okay, and so, indeed, as you ride over top, you really didn't know what it was because you didn't see it. But you're riding behind him, and you have a little bit more time to see it. What you see is his horse goes over top, and you identify it almost immediately as rabbits.
Oh.
There are four rabbits that were crossing the trail, and they were running pretty quick, and he hit two of them with the hoofs of his horse.
Oh, my God.
The one kind of spins sideways and skitters off into a bush, and you don't know if he's okay or not, but the other one stops right there on the road and is definitely injured.
I stop.
He's right in front of you, so you can make a land-based riding roll to see if you can stop in time to not potentially hit him or whatever.
What would I roll?
D20.
Two.
Okay. And so you do rein up the horse. And Rosie manages to, like, stay on the bay. The horse rears up slightly, and she just kind of grips tighter to you and everything. Everything turns out fine. You stop.
1 minute, Rosie.
And you realize as the horse neighs that they're getting further behind.
Dan, stop!
I stop and kind of turn around to see what's going on.
Okay. So you rein up the horse, roll horsemanship. It's percentile dice for you.
Oh, wait, there it is.
I want to get off my horse and try to help it somehow.
Yeah, hold on. Deal with him. Try to get stopped first.
Yeah.
Am I missing a dice? Oh, no. Okay. Oh, I wanted my hand.
Okay, so no problem. So you rein up the horse. You're a little loose in the saddle for a second, but very quickly he stops. There really isn't room to turn him around on the trail unless you want to, like, push him through the bushes, but you can just turn around the saddle and look back and see what's going on.
That's what I did.
Okay, so you're 40 feet past where they've stopped, and you can definitely see there's what appears to be a rabbit. It's a pretty good size, maybe, like, that big, on the trail, and there's a darker red smear on it, indicating it may be bleeding. And she is just about to swing down off the horse and check it. Rosie scoots off the back first so that then you can swing down if you want. Chance that the horse reacts poorly. No. Okay. Or your horse just stands there, basically. Okay. And then you're dismounting to check the rabbit?
Yes.
All right.
So, try to quickly get to it, like,
okay.
I'm not happy about that.
Yep. All right. So you drop down at the rabbit. Meanwhile, what is Dan doing?
He's going to try to get off. I'm going to try to get off.
Okay. And mind you, you're 50 feet away from them about.
Yeah.
You can turn the horse around and go back if you're willing to push it through the bushes.
I'll do that.
Or you could get off and then... You could, like, hold its reins and kind of find a spot and back its butt into a hole and turn around. It wouldn't actually have to go through the...
Yeah, I get
you
off.
You do not have the skill to, like, make it walk backwards and turn around and everything.
Go backwards!
But you can do that if you're on feet.
Yes,
on.
I will.
Okay, so he's trying to turn the horse around. Okay. So far, nothing bad has happened other than the rabbit getting hurt. All right, so you drop down, you check the rabbit, and it just looks like it's... been clipped by the horse's hoof, and its one foot is pretty badly crushed, and it's got a like mark on its side, like indented, basically. Like, it looks like it pushed its side in right at its front leg.
Can I pick it up?
Is it? Yeah, it flops around, but it's not going anywhere. Do you have any healing in memory?
Did
you use it all?
She is healing as one of her things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have non-weapon healing, if nothing else. But.
Mm-hmm. Oh, check your spells, Ariana.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
See if you have a new healing spell.
It would be perfect use for a minor healing spell if you happen to have one. But I don't know if you have any left.
It's the gray axe, right? The pencil?
Can I see it, please?
Yeah, I want that. Pencil. Go see the guys.
So, yes, it was the gray X. Oh, yeah, because you slept and re-memorized.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do. You have two minor heals in there. so you could use one of those. So you could, like, set its paw and leg and then potentially
heal it.
Use a minor heal, and assuming it does enough, it'll be, like, brand new.
I try it.
Okay. Roll a d20 for healing first.
5.
Okay, and then roll a d6 for the minor heal.
1.
Okay, so it is much better. It's not perfect, but it's like able to bear its weight. It can run. It can do everything that it needs to do. And figure it'll probably heal some more, although they don't have great healing capabilities, so it is a little bit of a risk to release it back into the wild if it's still injured, but options are kind of slim. Also, you did see a second rabbit that got clipped. It swung off into the bush, so it may be injured as well.
Can I is there a possibility I could bring it with me?
I mean, sure. You'd be taking it away from its family and its home habitat, but the rabbit, I mean, it's not like it's a person.
I'm gonna try to, like, I pick it up and try to get Rosie. Hey, Rosie.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Yeah. She's scanning the woods nervously.
You wanna hold him for a minute?
Sure.
I'm gonna check for the other one. So I try to, like, help her get settled.
Okay. Now that he's fairly well healed, he's flopping around quite a bit, like, nervous to be held, but she manages to hold him. He knows that she kind of, like, holds the scruff of his neck. Okay.
Meanwhile, you've got the horse pretty well turned around, and you're walking back down toward it, toward them.
And then I'm going off to where I think it ran off to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you saw it skitter off in the bush, so as long as if it was hurt pretty bad, it wouldn't go very far. But if it was not hurt too bad, it might have gotten pretty far away. So, right? So you're looking for it.
I might just be bringing 2 rabbits home with me.
I'll take one.
That's fine. Don't mind.
You have a bird and 2 rabbits.
I might let you have one.
A bird and 2 rabbits.
But I might keep them.
Yeah.
At least one of them.
We're also getting dogs, so.
Dogs might attack.
Well, we it's trained, remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
The only other thing you really have that's applicable is another minor heal if you do find it.
Okay.
Okay, so you're searching for it.
I have my bow staff out as I'm looking for it.
Okay, after a moment, you do manage to find it in the bush, and it did get wounded slightly. It's not as bad as the first one, though.
So that one, minor heal, and then let him go. Because it'll probably, if it does the same amount, or close, then he'll be fine.
Roll a d6.
1.
Same. Okay, yeah, so he looks basically perfectly new. He looks fine.
So I let him off.
All right.
I get to keep one of them, though. At least until they get healed.
Okay. Dan comes back down the hill toward you, and you see that she's been fiddling with the rabbits that you accidentally ran over with your horse.
I'm surprised. By
this time, you've done healing the second one, and Rosie's handing you back the first one.
Mm-hmm. Can I hold him while I ride?
Yeah, but if you need to do anything extreme, it'll get hard.
But it never looked
like you need to, like, navigate or anything. Maybe, like, turn quickly or ride into combat or dodge or anything like that.
Trying to take a rabbit with you?
Yes.
I don't think that's a good idea. You're separating. You shouldn't do that.
Do you want...
Rosie says, do rabbits even live in families?
They look like it, then.
Well...
Because there's 4 of them.
Would you rather?
It's moving pretty good. It might be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to risk it being badly hurt. It's not fully healed.
I mean, there's other woods along the way, so take it back with, to the inn with us this morning and then release it sometime tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
So we just got to get moving because we're supposed to be there in less than an hour.
I have a bag, right?
Unless you left that.
Could I come?
Check your equipment. Do you have a bag? You're supposed to keep track of what you have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have a bag that I would carry.
A backpack, that's what we have.
Yeah, I think you had backpacks. Or sling bag.
I have a sling bag.
Okay. Actually, that has your personal belongings in it as well. So, it may not be empty.
Don't bring it in mine. I got
your extra clothes, whatever you have. So, in your sling bag, let's see. Holy cow.
We managed to shove everything in our bed.
You're going to need to take some time to organize your equipment a little bit. Okay. What is that? Amulets. Something wear, W-A-R-E. Boots. Underwear, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had an extra pair of underwear.
pen and ink. Blanket.
Can I wrap it in a blanket? Would that make it easier? Because its paws couldn't, like, if I wrap it in a blanket, it couldn't, like, kick at me.
And the first you fall off.
I'll probably do that. More likely.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to go through these because some of these, I don't even know what they are.
So,
that's your homework for next session.
That's
sort
fine.
That out. See how bad yours is.
But I'm going to take my blanket out and get the rabbit.
Too bad. A couple of things I don't know what they are.
I take my blanket out and turn it into a rabbit burrito. Everything's gently in there except for Tim.
I still have this copper tubing I randomly found. I'm still trying to find out where I can sell it.
You had a chance to sell it once. You just kept it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've wrapped him up in a blanket, put him in your sling bag, and you're mounting your horses and riding on.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah.
I figure out how to turn my horse around.
So you got to turn it around again. And we're back moving, and we're riding through the woods on the trail.
Okay. New pet bunny.
Maybe not new pet bunny, because we're going to end up releasing it.
Maybe. Depends on how well it can heal when I'm probably gonna feed it, you know. Have to get a bit better.
Find carrots.
Hey, it can eat lettuce too.
It can eat a lot of things.
Berries. Yes, not poison berries.
Okay.
Let's just hope nothing.
You break free from the trail, and then you, from the woods, I should say, and then you follow the trail around along the edge of a ditch and up onto the road. And once you do that and you're on that main road, you can already see the town in the distance, but it's still a couple of miles. It's on a slightly higher elevation. There's like green fields with rows of hedges marking them off. And so you start moving a little faster because you're on a clear, flat road. And you should be there within 15, 20 minutes.
Just for the time I have the rabbit, I'm naming it Keen.
King?
Keen.
Keen.
K-E-E-N? Keen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm naming it Keen.
Cool.
Until we release it.
You didn't have to get hit by a passing horse.
If I release it.
Probably a good idea.
All right. So, sure enough, 15, 20 minutes later, you're riding into the small town. It's a sleepy little village. Pre-dawn light is just creeping over the horizon. So it's still going to be dark for probably an hour yet, but you can just see faint colors on the eastern horizon fading from light from dark blue to light blue, and there's a hint of kind of an orangish color. And you're riding into town, and there's just one inn, and the caravan wagons are parked near it, and the horses are in the corral. Smells of cooking meat and something else that you maybe don't recognize, like some kind of spice, is coming from the dining hall, basically, of the inn. Tables, chairs. When you arrive at the inn, there are hitching posts out front to tie the horses to. Rosie jumps down again.
I take my bunny out. I'm gonna hold him now.
Okay. And then I assume you're gonna go in the inn, look for people, look for breakfast, whatever.
I'm
you're told
try.
To be here by dawn, and you've got still almost an hour. So.
I'm gonna try to find carrots and something for Bunny too.
Okay, so you go.
Then
in.
We can go.
The innkeeper is in the room cleaning up, and they do tell you if you're gonna be in here, you gotta be quiet because there's about 6 or 8 people still sleeping on the floor. And then you're kind of motioned to come over by the corner by the bar. So bar ends, and there's a little hallway that goes into the kitchen, and there's a little table that sticks out from the wall there. And then there's a hallway that goes back into the rest of it. Anyway, so she brings you to there, and then you ask her for carrots, and she says, I think I might have something.
Carrots or lettuce. And cheesy.
Celery.
I still have it wrapped up. It's easy to put.
Yeah, basically it's just its head and eyes are sticking out. Right? Rosie goes over to look at the sleeping guys for a moment, and then she comes back over. And she says, I don't think any of the people over there sleeping are from our caravan. The wagons outside definitely were. You gotta be probably in the rooms, I guess.
Well, let's go check the wagons to see if they're ours or maybe they...
They're definitely ours. I saw the princess's carriage.
Okay, there are.
So I guess we just need to hang around until people start getting up.
I'm gonna go step outside.
Shouldn't be long, I don't think.
I'm just gonna go step outside and look at all the
caravans. Okay. So you walk out the front door, around the side of the building, you see the wagons parked, one right behind another. The carriage is at the back corner, and then there are 2 more wagons behind it. Horses are in the corral, war horses, riding horses, it's about 20 total, and they look like most of them are the horses from the caravan. She gives you a little bit of carrot, but she also gives you the tops of some carrots, which are like green leafy vegetables that you grab, it's light to eat, and people don't usually eat them very much. And then she also gives you a little celery, like the heart of celery. Is it celery?
Yeah.
Heart of celery.
Thank you so much. I say quietly.
You're welcome. Anything else? Breakfast?
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. So I'm gonna try.
Why don't you come back and sit in the kitchen? That way we won't wake anybody up, and I've got a space back there you can eat.
Good.
Rose. And me too? Sure, come on. Okay. Alright, and then,
it's kind of easy to get back to the inn. I just take a short little walk to the princess's carriage.
Okay.
Because I'm going to grab something that I left from there.
Okay. Yeah, so you go take care of whatever you got to take care of. By the time you're done doing that, people start waking up. And in particular, the knights and the squires come out. And the squires and some of the teamsters are getting the wagons ready to roll. And they're checking the horses, cleaning hooves, that kind of thing. And they don't seem to be relying on you for any of the chores, per se. And mind you, you were traveling in the carriage previously, so not really as part of the guard or servants of the caravan. So, right? And then...
I'll just kind of throw on my cloak, if that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so at this point we're going to pause actual storyline because I have experience.
Yeah, you can go up to 3rd level.
Yep. I doubt it, because it's going to take a minute, and,
So I'm in the carriage.
And a couple of things that we need. Alright.
Let's zoom through this. Get it done.
I'm going to get Rosie's character sheet here, finally. She's going to be going up to 3rd level as well, even though she will not have as much experience as you guys, because she's missed a couple sessions.
see how much experience I go up to, because how much HP I go up to. Currently at 18. Oh, did I get any HP back?
Not this session.
Okay, because...
We did it last time.
Then I'm at 10.
And she didn't do the point of healings that she got when she woke up, but then she wound up using them on the rabbits. So, okay.
Thought she used one of them on me.
She did before you went to bed, but then when she woke up, she didn't use them. She still had them in memory.
So I'm at 10.
Okay, so it's 856 experience, and I added in your role-playing experience already, and I gave you both the same. So you can find your experience number. You're probably going to need a new character sheet, probably what you're going to get, and add 856. And you get 10% if your stat is over 15, which yours is because you have wisdom 15, and your strength is what?
Strength.
Oh, no, never mind. Cavaliers don't get 10%. Because you're an actual cavalier now, you don't get 10%.
Do I actually have talent?
Yes. You need to know what your total is. Where is your total experience? Don't scribble it out because you're going to probably need to erase the word. Where is your total experience at?
We're all one experience away from
third. So you're one away from third. Yeah. All right. So if you're one away from third level, that means you had.
I'm at 5,000.
You had 4,000. No, that's the wrong thing.
I'm at
4,000 experience. That was right. So you had 4,000. Mm-hmm. Now you have 4,856.
Okay.
So find a spot to write it where you can keep track of it. 4,000.
So that means I'm at 5,856.
Probably.
Because I have 5,000
is what you had.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm one away from.
Okay, we'll double check it, but that sounds right.
5,856.
That's
good. 856. Yeah. You also get 10%, so you actually get another 86 on top of that. But he doesn't, because he's a cavalier. Cavaliers don't get that. Okay, yes, you were at 5,000. That is correct.
So 500,800.
Okay, and then you need 10,001 to make fourth level.
What?
So you got to double what you currently have.
How much does she need?
It's lower than that. Right now. Cavaliers are expensive.
I like cavaliers. That's why I travel.
7,501. Okay, so wow. Did you write that in pencil? I hope. Yes. So you have 48.56 plus 86. 48.56 plus 8. Alexa, what is 4,856 plus 856? Oh, shoot.
4,856 plus 856 is 5,712.
Alexa, what is 4,856 plus 86?
4,856 plus
86 is 4,942. That's what you're actually at. 49.42.
Yay!
All right. And you need 7,501 to go to the next level. That's a ways. Okay. Then we got to do hit points. Okay. So you get... Druids get a D8 hit points. So you need a D8. Here's your D8. This one's a D8. That's the only one you got. Your purple D8 is missing. So roll that one.
Two.
Plus con if you have any con. No. So you're adding two. So you're going from 13 to 15.
Yay!
What's her COM, charisma?
Her charisma?
Her
comeliness is... 16, I think. Is that a 6? Yeah, that's a 6. Because it's backwards.
Yep. So, I do that.
This is says 16. There should be two numbers here. Where's the other number? You have a charisma and you have a comeliness. Is this the other number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a 16 charisma and an 18 comeliness. Does that sound right? 16,
yes.
18? Okay.
Let me right back over that so we can actually see it a bit better.
Okay, so she has a 16 charisma and she has an 18 cumulus. Okay. So then you now have 15 max hit points. Okay. And you still have to train for your level. You've made your level, but you have to train for it. And that's going to add more spells. When you do your training, that's when you'll add more spells.
Okie dokie, add a dokie.
Okay. Cavalier is d12 hit points. So roll a d12.
How's that d12? 12.
Jeez. Nice.
And I'm 18.
And what is your con?
Con.
15, so that's plus one more.
What's that?
So you got 13 more.
13.
So your 18. Max is 31.
18 plus.
18 plus. 13 is 31. 30. So your max hit points are 31.
Yay. Well, I've done 8, so.
Yeah. Well, when you're at max, you'll be at 31.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Also, and this is what's interesting, while you're that day in the morning, while you're at the inn, you have to find a trainer, right? Which when you get back to the retreat you guys had, they told you they would get you trainers there. But that day, while you're staying at the inn, you're pretty close to where Old Tears Tree is. This is the inn that you guys originally stayed at. And so you're pretty close to Old Tears Tree. And the caravan is delayed to actually leave until lunchtime. So they were going to leave at dawn. They actually decided to leave at lunchtime because there's a nightly challenge. There's a knight that's been challenged, and they're going to fight before the caravan leaves.
We don't die.
And then during that time, Old Tyr asks you to come and visit him at the tree.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go visit him.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. So you go out to the tree.
I bring a bunny.
And basically he says, "You've done so well."
Thank you.
"I was so proud of how you convinced the farmer not to take down the oak tree, and even fought the ghouls in that dark place to save Farmer Clarkson's daughters. You've done much since I have known you. It fills me with pride. And on the yesterday, I did shed one more tear for the each of you." He proceeds to give you each one additional stone.
You get three.
Which means you can call to him even more.
Yep. If he calls us, it don't count.
Nope.
Which is a good thing.
We can go bam and bam and then bam and bam and then bam and bam. We can, just with two of us, we can call three times.
Okay. He says, "With three stones, you will begin to be able to access additional powers that I will grant you as you continue to serve me."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "You do have the other stones that I gave you."
Yeah,
correct.
"Produce them all now."
Okay.
I bring all three out. I'm holding the bunny with one hand and the three out to him with the other.
So do I. This one is the new one that looks weird. Compared to the other ones, it's flat.
It does dance.
It's cool. And I think they actually don't work. Oh, they do. That's so cool.
You've known that forever.
Yeah, I've never seen them before.
Here you have.
I haven't.
You did this when you first got them. Yeah. Anyway.
But they have the charge.
Anyway.
Okay. So anyway, he says, "Place all three stones together. Upon using this ability, the stones will go inert for one day. You will not be able to contact me, nor will I be able to contact you. This places us at a more significant
risk than usual because we will not be in communication.
But if, like, we're in a place that's, for example, there's a lot of people, and, like, people that cut down trees or people that might be bad, we don't want them to find out who you are or that we know you or what these stones are.
Okay. Second. Hanging out under the willow tree.
I'm surprised they just let us walk off. They could just, I mean.
They were just kind of all going about their business.
I'm surprised nobody asked about the wounds I have on me.
The princess will probably ask.
Unless you have something on your face or hands or whatever, when you're, I mean, it wouldn't be obvious.
Beaten up.
Yeah. And you probably did clean up a little bit.
Nobody asked
like,
about
get
me.
Get the dirt off.
Who's going to ask about your money? The saint found it.
Again, it seems like they're pretty well ignoring you unless they have something that they're doing with you.
Just completely ignoring us.
Probably all assume that somebody else is in charge of you.
The princess is technically in charge of us.
Soon has a call.
Exactly.
Okay, also when you do your training, you'll get your bonus to your bodybuilding, which might be enough to put you over to the next point of strength. You won't make the next point of dexterity, and you won't make the next point of con. Theoretically now. Okay. Alright.
So hanging out under the willow tree. So if we put all three of those together.
Okay. So this is a little chart that I have created. And the result of what ability you gain or whatever happens when you put three stones together will be determined by a dice roll. So.
Fireball. What?
Maybe all right, we'll so who wants to roll first?
Me.
Okay. Both of you roll a d6. Whoever rolls highest will roll first.
Yay!
I suck at rolling.
So do I. I got a 1.
Oh, it's a 6!
So Dan, or Caleb for Dan, will roll first. All right, so you're going to roll a d6 on this chart.
4.
And you roll a 4. Okay, so the placing the three stones together will allow you to activate a minor ability, and it's going to be maximum of twice per day. Once you've activated the ability twice, the stones go inert for 24 hours, so you'll not be able to use them at all. Seagulls. Okay. That ability is...
Seagulls. That ability spawns annoying seagulls.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Spawns annoying seagulls. They're just like, I'm the people that are on fighting. Where are these seagulls coming from? I have no idea. And that's when you just can sneak a tangle.
If it spawns like 1,000 seagulls, it'd you be run. Like smoke.
Yeah, you run. You say attack seagulls, all 1,000 seagulls. All 1,000 seagulls. Attack!
Okay, so the ability allows you to be invisible, or you can touch one person or one object to make them invisible. And the invisibility lasts for your level plus D20 segments.
It'll last for the whole time.
So in other words, it will not last for the whole time you're fighting. It lasts for, right now, your third level? Second level?
Yeah.
Third level? Yeah. So, so that's 18 seconds plus D20 times 6. So in other words, I'll roll the dice.
And I roll like a 20.
So if I roll a 14,
That's another 14 segments, which would be a round and 24, so we got to 84 seconds, plus your base of 18. So it would be like 102 seconds.
It's like a minute.
It's not a very long time. It's like almost 2 minutes with a 14. So the maximum it's going to do is 20 times 6 is 120. That's 2 minutes plus your 18 seconds. 2 minutes and 18 seconds would be the max. Basically, it's just going to allow you to hide quickly, to slip past somebody unnoticed.
Hopefully not to heal.
I mean, you could if you had an ability. Like, if you use your healing, if you want to be invisible while you're using your healing, you probably would pull that off, that kind of thing. But it's not a very long time, but it does allow for you, maybe, like, if you needed to escape somewhere unnoticed, you could probably do it and then, like, run to the woods or something. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, write it down.
For those goals.
It's improved invisibility.
Or write that down.
Yep, special abilities.
I'm excited.
Three stones.
I-M-P-R.
O-V-E-D. Invisibility, you just put I-M-B, period. And it's D20 plus 3 segments. Each segment is 6 seconds. SEGMENTS. And then you can do that twice a day, or like you could do it for yourself and somebody else. And if it turns you invisible, it'll be you and everything you're carrying.
Oh.
All right. So it's not like you're just your naked butt. You don't have to like strip down, be naked butt or whatever, anything like that. And then if you wanted to turn an item invisible, then it's just one item. If it's somebody not carrying it.
I goes invisible.
If you're carrying something and you drop something, it immediately becomes visible. So if you make yourself invisible carrying your sword will be invisible. But if you drop your sword, it'll become visible.
Grab the rock.
And if you attack someone while you're invisible, you immediately become invisible. No matter how much time was left.
Like invisible, so like immediately.
But you can open a door, pick something up, that kind of thing. But it will not become invisible. Like if there's a box and you pick it up while you're invisible, the box does not become invisible.
It'll just be floating.
Yeah, it'll just be floating. So short duration, improved invisibility, max of 2 times in a day. So you can use it once without hurting anything. But if you use it a second time, it'll make the stones go inert.
Oh, cool. So I've seen it once. The contact.
Okay.
Then use invisible.
Roll a d6.
Yep.
Then
another 6.
On the table.
Okay. Always has to be on the table. 2.
Okay. All right. So it's a single time, right now, and it is an increase to one of your stats. So. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Strength, Dex, Con, Intelligence, Wisdom, Charisma.
It's not quite as exciting as it is. It's okay.
It can be or it might not be. It depends on what you increase, I suppose. So it should be a stat that you're getting a benefit from. So it would not be Strength. It would not be Con. So it would be Strength. I'm sorry, it would be Dex, Wisdom, or Charisma. One of those three. So we're going to roll a D3, and one of them goes up by 1 point permanently. Roll a D3.
D3.
It's a D6 divided by 2.
Okay,
so that is, what did I say? Dex?
Divided
wisdom.
By
That's wisdom. So your wisdom goes up by 1 to a 17.
Permanently.
Okay.
That's
really
cool,
Ariana. That's very cool. Also, that's going to give you more spells every day once you get a little higher level. That's intelligence you're changing right there.
Oh.
Put it back where it was.
What am I changing?
Wisdom is 17. Oh. Instead of 16.
There we go.
Okay.
17.
You had 16, so 18 is 4th, 17 is 3rd. So yeah, so when you get 3rd level spells, that's going to give you an extra 3rd level spell every day, which you don't get 3rd level spells yet.
Mm-mm.
You just made third level, right?
Yeah. Just third
level. It goes really fast. Through chart goes really fast, so we'll check and see when you get third level as well. Yeah, at third level, you'll get third level spells. So once you train, you're going to get a third level spell for your level, and then because of your wisdom, you're going to get an extra one. So you'll have two. As soon as you train, you'll have two third level spells you can do every day.
Wow.
So that'll be really cool.
I guess that is cool.
Yep.
It didn't sound as cool, but it is
now.
It is now.
So basically, the three options are increase a stat, minor ability, or a minor psionic discipline, which is a minor ability that you use, that you can use, but it tires your mind out. Okay? All right.
We'll have to see what Rosie gets when she comes back.
Yeah. I can't do her stats because she has her character sheet until I get back. Yeah, I'll just let her roll when the time comes. Okay? Now, beginning the next day, you'll have three stones, so you'll be able to talk to each other more, talk to the tree more, that kind of thing. And he does tell you that if you continue to do well, remember that he'll release more tears, and every time he releases more tears, there's a chance that you'll get additional abilities or stuff like that, as long as you're still working for him. And if you ever lose the stones, you won't get any additional abilities after that, but you won't lose what you already had. So, for example, if you lose your stones, you'll never be able to turn invisible again.
Yeah.
But if you lose your stones, you'll never lose the point of wisdom because it was only a one-time deal. Okay?
Yay.
All right. So there is a battle between two knights, neither of which you know. They start out jousting in the street. They wind up beating the crap out of each other with sword and shield. And one of them is victorious. What matters most is that the knight who was victorious was a knight of the Moon Protectorate, which is the premier knightly order in Low Moon. They're like, Sir Jonathan Karn is the commander-in-chief, that's his order. Afterwards, the knight who lost does not die, but he was just unseated during jousting, and so his horse becomes the own possession of the other knight. So then after all is said and done, they go on to, you go on to the retreat. And on the way to the retreat, the knight who was defeated, who's been healed enough to be functional, walks. He does not ride on a wagon or on a carriage, he walks.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl, wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
Which you think might be part of his penance. He feels like the whole thing was over something that somebody said, and you're pretty sure, based on the rumor mill, that it was the guy who lost who supposedly said something that he wasn't supposed to say, and the other guy challenged him basically for insulting his honor. But you're not able to talk to them still. Your station is too low, and you're...
Dan would do it if he wanted to.
Yeah, but they might not talk. They probably would not respond well.
I'm good.
So, anyway, so as we end the session, you crest the hill as part of the caravan, and the was it Princess Charlotte? Princess Angela or Lady Charlotte that you were traveling
Lady
with?
Lady Charlotte.
Lady Charlotte, okay. So Lady Charlotte opens the window, and you look down the hill toward the retreat. The banners are flying. It's a beautiful sunny day. Green grasses, animals roaming the plains, horses in the corral, and you're off to. Oh, and speaking of which, it's up to you, but Ogrotha did offer for you to leave the rabbit with him if you want, and he said he'll make sure that it's safe until it can be.
Let back up.
Yeah, until it can be completely on its own again. What do you think?
I don't know.
A rabbit, even a songbird is pushing it, but a rabbit is not a very adventurous type creature. Like, he can't fight.
What's a rabbit?
Even a muscle rabbit probably would be about useless.
Oh.
because they have next to no attack mode. They don't really attack at all. They can't kick. They can't bite. They're a docile creature, generally speaking. So, but bear in mind that being able to turn into a rabbit might be cool. And the fact that you can help the rabbit when the time comes, once you get to 7th level, you get to pick an animal to turn into. That might be one that you could turn into. But it wouldn't be very offensive, again. So, it does seem that Ogrova, like, he offers, and he seems like he thinks it would be a good idea. Rabbits have one primary purpose in the world. You know what that is, right? Making baby rabbits. And your rabbit is being stopped from doing that by carrying it around in your bag. So.
I'll leave it with a protector.
Okay, he thanks you very much. He says that he doesn't have a lot of animals that live around him, but does have rabbits. And the he is very grateful for the gift. Even though he's not really keeping it.
Take good care of it, please.
I will. It'll be fine. It seems as if you've already done all the hard work. Okay. This will conclude this episode of Palace Pages. We'll be back in 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
In any case, God bless you all.